Hello, I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, coming to you today as your pastor for the day. Our opening text of Scripture will be Titus chapter 2, verse 13. The Bible says, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." You know, we've talked about many things on this station, being born again, living holy, coming to the Lord, walking in the Spirit. Many times we as believers, we forget to have the upward look, the look towards Christ. There are three main looks that the Christian has. First is the inward look. That is one of doctrine, learning the correct doctrine and teaching of the Scriptures. The second is the outward look, that of soul winning. The Bible says, "The fruit of the righteous is as a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise," the outreach, the evangelism. The third look is the upward look towards Christ. Of the three looks, this is the most important look for the Christian, and sometimes is one of the least done by Christians in their walk with the Lord. We get so busy with life, with the cares of the world, and even being responsible, work and family, and even spiritual things such as church attendance and soul winning and ministry. But do we remember what it's all about and who it's for? Why we're doing ministry, why we're going to church. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, "Set your affection on things above, not on things in the earth." We must remember that God is not a figment of our imagination or a construct of psychological anomalies, principles, and teachings. God is not part of His creation, but apart from His creation. God is real, and you're to set your affections on Him, and your affections on things above. The Bible says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." As this world ever continues to spiral out of control, and people are led by their emotions with the severe ups and downs that they bring, don't be like a thermometer. Be like a thermostat. A thermometer changes with the times. It changes with the temperature. It goes up and down. Like many people today, they make their decisions based on emotions as they're feeling up or feeling down. Be more like a thermostat. Set your affections. Set it as a thermostat. When you have a thermostat in your house, you set the temperature and you keep it there consistently. As the world spins out of control, set your affections on Jesus Christ. Set it and be fixed upon Him. Once again, I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day.